Come away with me in the night.
8 years ago on this date, Nora Jones won 5 Grammy Awards for the album Come Away With Me, tying the record for a female artist that has since been broken by Beyoncé. Jones was born March 30th, 1979, in New York City. She's the daughter of legendary Indian musician Ravi Shankar. Jones grew up in Grapevine, Texas with her mother. After singing in church choirs and taking piano lessons, she attended Dallas's Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. After winning Downbeat's Student Music Award for Best Jazz Vocalist and Best Original Composition, Jones majored in jazz piano at the University of North Texas, where she sang with a jazz band called Laszlo. 2 years later, in the summer of 99, she moved to New York's Greenwich Village after becoming inspired by local musicians to write her own songs. There, she waited on tables and sang jazz standards in local clubs, often appearing with the funk fusion band Wax Poetic. After pulling together her own group, Jones signed to Blue Note Records in early 2001. Her debut album, Come Away With Me, won 5 Grammy Awards in 2003, including Best New Artist, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year for the hit Don't Know Why. She continues to perform and record, and in 2007, Jones ventured into acting, starring in the film My Blueberry Nights.
Come away with me in the night.
On this date in 1835, at the age of 25, Meriwether Lewis Randolph, a grandson of Thomas Jefferson, was appointed by President Jackson to be the Secretary of the Arkansas Territory, replacing William S. Fulton. Despite his strong connections with many influential families in Virginia, as well as intimate friendships with numerous U.S. presidents, he chose to settle on the Arkansas frontier. He obtained thousands of acres of land in Clark County with the intent of establishing a plantation and making his residence there. His education, family, and social ties offered great promise to the new state, but his contributions were cut short by an early death. President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill creating the Federal Radio Commission, forerunner of the Federal Communications Commission, on this date in 1927. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.